there's really two purposes. The first is there are several organizations in the region who are doing really important work combating human trafficking and serving the victims of human trafficking. And many of these are small organizations that wouldn't ordinarily have access to legal counsel. And so there are also a number of attorneys in this region who would like to find a way to contribute. And so the first thing we're doing is matching up the legal resources we have in this community with some of these organizations so that they can identify some of the common legal problems that go into running a small nonprofit organization and identify those and then be connected to resources to solve those problems so those aren't getting in the way of them doing their jobs. And then the second reason, relatedly, is to allow the many attorneys in the region who really care about this issue deeply and want to find a way they can contribute with their skills and their particular interests to have a direct connection to this and have a direct contribution to addressing the issue within our region.
What are some of the organizations that deal with the problem of human trafficking in our area?
We have several organizations that are really from Kentucky and Ohio all the way down to Louisville and Lexington, all the way up to Dayton and Columbus, who will be a part of this. And the majority of them are organizations that serve victims of human trafficking, people who have been identified and rescued out of a human trafficking situation. And when that happens, you don't just sort of escape from that and then launch back into normal everyday life. There's a lot of care that needs to go into helping that person reintegrate back into our community. And so these are organizations that are specifically focused on people who have gone through that kind of experience, which is a very unique and traumatic experience, and giving them the tools they need to take back control of their lives and become empowered survivors, which is ultimately the goal of all of these organizations. There are also organizations that, in connection with that, do work related to raising the profile of this issue around the region so people understand it's happening, people understand where it's happening. A great example of that is a group called End Slavery Cincinnati, which we work with quite often, who do help with the reintegration of victims and coordination with many other organizations, but they also focus on helping people in this region understand what is happening. And that's very important work because this is an issue and a crime that for a very long time has been invisible, goes on very much under the radar, and even under the radar of law enforcement. And there's been a big change in the last several years where this has become a higher priority and awareness, and that's of law enforcement and of community members because of the work of groups like End Slavery Cincinnati and others. And we try to contribute to this as well at the Freedom Center, where people become more aware of what's happening.
Who is going to be giving out the information?
We have a great team of attorneys from Procter & Gamble's legal division, from LexisNexis in Dayton, from Dinsmore & Scholl, a law firm here in Cincinnati, and there are a couple federal law clerks who are working with federal judges here in the region.
Among the nonprofit agencies attending today's legal clinic at the Freedom Center are Oasis House in Dayton, the Women's Crisis Center in Northern Kentucky, and the Salvation Army. I'm Steve Hirschberg.